As my mother's mother's first grandchild, I was the recipient of everything I ever wanted. But the very first thing I remember seriously having to lobby for was a pet. My grandmother tried to buy my parents some time with a truckload of stuffed animals, both real and imaginary. When that inanimate menagerie lost its appeal, my grandmother bought me a bird. I was ecstatic. I named her Kiki. I spent days agonizing on whether to spell it Kiki or Kiki. I finally decided on Kiki, and a sign was made. Once a week, we would make sure all the windows were shut, and I would let Kiki out of her cage so she could fly around the apartment. I loved watching her fly. I loved the sound of her wings as she'd fly past my head. I loved the special chirp she'd let out after a lap around the living room. I loved that when it was time for her to go back in the cage, she'd pretend not to hear us, just like I'd pretend not to hear my mother when she told me it was time to get out of the pool. One day, I came home to find a different bird in Kiki's cage. "That's not Kiki," I said to my mother. "Yes, it is," she insisted. I was 4 years old, and it was the very first time I remember feeling crazy. The only similarity between the two birds was that they were, in fact, both birds. Kiki was bluer, the thingy on her nose wasn't as big, and most importantly, this bird had no idea who I was. I fought back the only way I could. I created a new sign for the cage that read, Kiki 2. Years later, my mother confessed that Kiki had died in the middle of the night, and my grandmother didn't want me to have to deal with death at such an early age, so she replaced the bird, thinking I wouldn't notice. Kind of like what Dallas did when Donna Reed suddenly showed up playing Miss Ellie. And while my grandmother's gesture was noble, it only bought me 2 more months of life without death, because on November 22, 1963, not only was JFK assassinated, but my booby passed away. And yes, I wondered for days if they were going to bring home another old lady with gray hair and expect me to call her Grandma, too.